That's why it's going to explode.
All right, they're both like, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up this morning with the 8th chapter in Chovas HaTamidim. And this is really beautiful. The reason I wanted to get to this chapter is because this is going to represent a little bit of a shift in the Piagetsna's thinking, or I should say in the direction of the Sefer, as we'll see in just a moment. Talmud Vasek. So he says, student, right? Established student, weathered student. Chazorna estevarinu atko. V'kach lecha bifrut rut kol tikun shara shamnu lecha letakin es atzmecha. So the Piagetsna says, student, take to heart all the things he's spoken about specifically until this point in time. And remember all of these lessons which are intended ultimately to go ahead and to elevate you. Literally again, takin atzmecha, to rectify yourself, to correct yourself, to identify the mistakes, to acknowledge the shortcomings, and to figure out strategies to deal with them. Ve'im lo ya'aleh lecha b'pamachos, this is actually very beautiful. And the Piagetsna says, you know, you can imagine, well, we don't have to imagine, we've learned it. You know, the lessons we've learned in this Sefer until now, I don't think that we've seen anything that we say to ourselves, oh, I never knew that before, or I never heard that before, what a novel concept. Like most profound ideas in life, they're things that we know. Very often we just need the mechaber, we need the author to package it in a way that like brings it to the forefront. So everything we've learned up until now, we've known in some way, shape, or form. But at the same time, despite all that, it's a lot to internalize, and it's a lot to live. So the Piagetsna says, "Ve'im lo ya'aleh lecha b'pamachos." If you're unable to internalize all of these lessons that we learned at once, al yipol lipcha b'kirbacha. Don't get upset. Don't get upset. Kirak lipol. So this is actually such a profound statement. If everything we've learned up until now, you understand it, you accept it, you know it, but you find it difficult to implement it all at once, right? Don't be upset. He says, this is so profound, Kirak lipol velaredes leve'er shachos yicholim maher. It will say there is only one thing in life which can be accomplished quickly, and that's the descent into Gehenna. So you hear that? Only one thing which can be accomplished quickly in life, and that's the descent into Gehenna, which I will say is another way of saying that the only thing that happens quickly in life are mistakes and failures. Everything else takes time, right? Successes, growth, all take time. Such a profound statement. Aval histakin tzichem avoda rabo. To remedy myself, to elevate myself, that takes incredible avoda. Kasha, it's difficult work. Umasmedes, and it has to be consistent. Adurabo. If you know one of your character traits that is problematic, and we've learned the Sefer, and you've begun to work on it, if you have an area of weakness, and after reading this Sefer, I realize I have to fix it, and now I have some good strategies and methods to address my weaknesses, and you think that bepam achos, that after one try, you've remedied the weakness, you've fixed the problem, dolcha shemerama atatzmecha. Know that you're fooling yourself. I write, there's no such thing as fixing a life deficiency in one try. There's no such thing as fixing a character fault in one try. There's no such thing as remedying a problem in one try. Harbe pamim, v'harbe zmanim, Sarich ato la'avod ba uletakna ma'at ma'at ad shetuchala. It's going to take many tries, a little bit of avoda at a time, until ultimately, again, you remedy the particular trait, you remedy the particular problem, bless you, or you elevate yourself in the way in which you want to live. So I'll say, so an incredible, incredible yisod. So this I'll say, I think, is so profound, because we often think, I learn, right? I learn the piece of information, internalize it, identify the problem, fix it, I should be done. And if I can't instantaneously remedy the problem, that is a failure of me. That is my, it's my. Piagetsna says the only thing that happens quickly in life is failure and descent. Success, elevation, growth takes consistent, ongoing, and often incremental work. Ava bichlal, dalacha. But says Piagetsna, in general, no. Ki Dvarinu, I will say that's actually another very important piece. Ki Dvarinu at Ko. Look, Ki Dvarinu at Ko. Od lo dayom lecha. Shetucha la'alos al yadam el ma shetzarich atalalos. But says the Piaget's know that what we've learned up until this point is not enough to elevate you to where you need to go. Dvarinu ad ata himrak min nikui hacheder. L'mashal, min ha'avak o min ha'achbarim shekinenu bo. This is so profound. Says the Piagetzna, up until now, we've only been learning about things that are necessary to clean house. To clean house. Right? Rabbi said, think about it. What have we been learning about? We're learning about laziness and lethargy and false humility and trying to please others. So up until now, we've been focusing on the negative traits that bring us down and ultimately how to go ahead and remedy them. Suppose I say, the mashal he gives is, if let's say I'm going to have chashiv company, the king's going to come visit me. So there are two steps to the preparation. The first step, says the Rebbe, is nikoy hachedra lemashal min ha'avak min ha'parm shekinu nubo. First step is, I have to clean out the dust, and if there's mice, I have to get out the mice, right? Good idea before the king comes. Aval od lo hochsher baze hachedra levakish es ha'melech sheva vishkom zocho. So I will say, dusting and getting the exterminator in there is not exactly the sufficient preparation to welcome the king. He says, aval od tzarech libun, after you dust the room and after you clean out the mice, what else do you have to do? You have to paint. Right? You have to put in some new carpeting. You need to put in flowers, maybe some new lighting. You'll see, here's a very profound mashal. There are two parts, there are two stages in the growth of an individual. There's what, to borrow the words of David HaMelech, there's like the sur meira, there's the identifying the negative parts and cleaning up the dirt, cleaning up the stuff that just is not supposed to be there. And then there's the beautification of the room. There's the beautification of the self. The difference in these two processes is the cleaning up usually refers ultimately again to identifying and remedying the negative traits. Right? How do I get rid of the stuff that holds me back? How do I get rid of the stuff that brings me down? Fantastic, necessary first step. Right? Because remember, again, if you start changing the wallpapers and putting down new carpet and flowers and lighting and there's mice running around everywhere, not so shaykh. Not so shaykh. So obviously there's a progression. I have to do the dusting, exterminating, and then ultimately, again, the beautification. It's the same thing in life. First, I have to identify the traits which are holding me back, the negative things, try to identify and address, and then after that, I can go ahead and begin the process, ultimately, of building myself up. Mishi yishbo achas mikol amidos v'hanatios haros. But say, anyone who has any of these negative traits that we've been speaking about, kigon, shu otsel, misrape, he's lazy, lethargic, misbatel adas ha'olam, is always worried about what other people think. Nishchasu ad shi efshar lahagia af al kitzei avodis. Here we'll say the profundity of many of these negative traits that we've identified is if you possess them, you can't really get anywhere in life. If you possess them, it's hard ultimately again to self-actualize. Lachin, reishis devarinu, Hayu eich linakos es ha'avak ha'mariya v'amashchis hazeh. Therefore, says the Piagetzna, up until this point, I will say, you know what we've been focused on dusting. Dusting, seven chapters of dusting, all about identifying and removing the schmutz that sometimes builds up on top of our souls over the course of the journey of life. Avalios Yehudi am segulosa am kerovo, sheratza vehisna shemimanu utzichin hisyapus. But I will say, to fully self-actualize, to discover our potential, to become a beautiful Jew, now we have to beautify. So up until now we've been doing dusting and cleaning. Now we have to engage in the active process of beautification. Turn the page Samech Vav. Aliyo diskarvus kam achashi inake es atzmo. We'll say, now that we've gone ahead and we've cleaned ourselves from the dirtiness, from the dust, from the mice that we've identified in the previous chapters, Now we begin ultimately the process of beautification. And I will say, if you think about this, by the way, this is an incredible yisod, and I'll tell you why as well. This also helps to highlight why sometimes we have difficulty getting traction in our growth in life. See, I will say, when we think about growth, we often think about what? The things we're going to take on. Right? I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. We often don't like to think about what? The things I have to change. For one simple reason. It's much easier and exciting, more exciting, to take new stuff on than it is to tackle challenges, handicaps, and deficiencies. Which is why, very often in life, we begin the process of growth by taking stuff on, and then the wind gets knocked out of ourselves at some point in time. We lose the traction. We lose the traction. And I will say, says the Piagetsna, that's because we want to put down new wallpaper, carpeting, lighting, and flowers, but I'm not interested in cleaning up the dust. The problem is what? The Rebbe says, everyone knows that if you don't take care of the dust problem and you put down new carpeting, then what happens? The new carpeting doesn't look so new for so long. And if you don't call the exterminator and you have beautiful new wallpaper, it doesn't make any difference when you have mice scurrying across the floor. Therefore, says the Piagetsna, if you want to grow in life, first, I have to clean up the room. First, I have to clean up myself. And then after I've done that, I have the ability to then figure out the positive traits. How do I beautify the self? How do I uplift myself? But without the necessary cleaning and dusting, any subsequent beautifications will be nice for a while, but ultimately, again, will be short-lived. Hello, Tivra. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, top of Samech Vav, tomorrow. Shkoyach.